Well, I guess it's now been written as part of the National Youth Week for Cairns itself. So it's part of their official programming. But the event is just to discuss what we're doing and what's in place in Cairns and our community for suicide awareness. You know, where people can get help, what groups are available. I know when I lost my partner, resources are hard to find. So, you know, if we can get these groups out there and join everyone's networks together, we're a community that can work together on this. And that's basically the essence of what the event became.
Tell me a little bit about the book and the author, Red Chocolate Elephants. I mean, it's a pretty good title,
right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic title, yeah. But I mean, it's dealing with a pretty serious issue as well. Tell me about the book itself and what it means for people who read it.
The amazing thing about this book, and obviously, as you said, suicide is not something that everybody likes to talk about. When it happens in your own family and you have younger children to help, it obviously can be quite challenging to talk to them about it and explain it to them. And Diana has put this amazing resource together for families to use to help the kids understand it more and to help them talk about it so that we don't then start building kids with more emotional problems moving forward. You know, the essence behind all of this is communication, and we've got to stop not talking about it and actually use the word suicide out there.
You mentioned your partner, but why did you actually want to put together an event like this?
Well, it was my partner. I lost my partner to suicide 22 months ago, and although we don't have kids, he has nieces and nephews, and the nieces and nephews were essentially, I guess, lied to, and kids aren't stupid. You know, it's a confronting thing, and especially when they're close to their uncles and aunties and things, their questions were, why didn't you call an ambulance? Why didn't you get a doctor? You know, and for me, they were challenging questions because I was essentially lying to them even more. So, you know, it touched a very unique part that if we can help kids understand what happens, you know, and help understand a lot better, we don't have to lie to them. You know, we don't lie to them about what cancer does to you when we smoke cigarettes. We don't lie to them with the TV crash ads, you know, the car crash ads, sorry, on the TV. You know, everything's confronting in the media, but for some reason we want to stigmatize suicide more, and it's just going to make it worse.
And how does the book help address that?
It helps them talk about it. It brings the families together as one unit and work through the emotions that are going on in the kids' lives. You know, their lack of understanding, Father's Day, Christmases, birthdays, you know, all those really hard times. The book works through the emotions of kids that have been through it before, and that generally in every sense starts opening up more communications and more questions in families.
You mentioned to me before that there are pictures drawn by young kids who've lost their loved ones to suicide. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk me through what's in the book, its actual content?
Well, the book, they're drawings that the kids have put together. So they've been asked questions by, you know, Diana and the therapists that work with them. They're drawings on, you know, what the family now looks like and, you know, the dynamics and what the kids miss. And for kids, it's easier sometimes to draw a picture, you know, then actually communicate it with words. So the book has a DVD with it that has interviews with the kids. So you're going right through written communication, their verbal stuff, you know, you see their faces. It's very confronting, but so incredibly helpful.
What makes it helpful?
The essence and that you can talk about it, you know. How do you even approach something like that? You come home and you got to tell your children that their father's just killed himself. It's not a topic that comes like, how is your day? You know, what homework have you got on? So the book leads you, I guess, into how to talk about it rather than let's lie and put it on the shelf.
You yourself have actually donated a copy of the book to every school in far north Queensland, from Mission Beach right up to the Torres Strait.
Yep.
Why did you do that?
Because it's an important resource, and at the moment the education department doesn't see it as something that needs to be an essential part of the library or part of the curriculum in any way, and there's policies and procedures. And rather than try and fight the government and all that sort of stuff, surely if I'm one person donating these books, they have to put them in the schools. Even if it sits on the principal's desk or the guidance counsellor's bookshelf, it will come in so handy for any family that goes through this.
And do you think it has any more resonance, I suppose, in far north Queensland than possibly other areas, particularly regional parts of far north Queensland?
Absolutely. The statistics are higher in regional parts of Australia. You know, Cairns, for some reason, we have a really high rate. I was told the other day the rate's going down, so that's a positive. But when we're a community of, what, 180,000, we should be able to make a difference. You know, as individual community members, me making this resource available for others will then lead to, you know, hopefully more people getting involved in our youth in this town. We have so many kids up here that need a lot more help than in a lot of areas, you know, and to raise awareness for Glenn's group at council in Cairns, yeah, and the things that they're doing is just amazing for this town. So the roll-on effect should be huge.